Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this beautiful God-given afternoon and that you are staying safe, practicing all the distancing things we are supposed to be practicing, and that you're making the most of this difficult, difficult time. Well, it is a pleasure to be joined again on Press Row by Jay Fowler. We got to visit with him not too long ago down at the Colonnade in Ringgold, where Will Healy, I should say, from Charlotte, was the featured speaker at the FCA banquet. That is always a hit. Again, that was such a wonderful event that you put on. Jay, I mean, first and foremost, thanks for joining us. How has your life been impacted with what you like to do and what you try to do by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, quite a bit. But first of all, just let me say thank you guys so much for being doing that remote back on March the 3rd. What a great night that was. Great afternoon as y'all were there doing interviews with Will and me. I think Coach Garland, that ended up being an incredible night, fellas, and it came at just the right time. I mean, if we'd had that event just a week or two later, I mean, who knows? But we had a great event. Will Healy was amazing. We raised a lot of money, and, you know, we really needed it. So we're very thankful for that and for your partnership. But, yeah, man, everything's different now. You guys, the other day, I think on your show, we're talking about virtual church services there where you guys worship online and kind of don't have to get dressed up very much for that, and kind of how the world's changing. And it's changing for FCA, too, and we're trying to adapt and adjust, but trying to keep the relational connection with coaches and athletes and trying to help them figure out, you know, how to navigate a world without spring sports. I mean, this is the craziest time of year. You guys are both youth sports coaches. You know how busy this time is. And for high school coaches and spring sports, it's nuts. And so just trying to help them navigate this time, maybe make the most of this time, and stuff like that is what FCA is trying to do.
Jay, I think the toughest, and Jay and I were talking the other day about this, when you think of everybody that's been affected and obviously everybody that's lost jobs over this, you think of first and lost lives first and foremost with those family members having to deal with that. But I really do think the age that I keep coming back to are high school seniors. I mean, this is such a happy time in their life, or should be. And they've had this taken from them. You know, that to me is the one age among any other that I'm, you know, in talking with some headmasters around town, I mean, they're just like, if you could get this class back together for 2 weeks to let them have a proper send-off to where they could see each other one last time, that to me is the toughest age that's been affected by this.
It really is. You're so right, David. And I think there's still hope. I mean, I was on a virtual baseball chapel call yesterday with East Hamilton baseball team. We do a voluntary chapel with those guys and Coach Garland. And you know, we're holding out hope. You know, maybe there can be a 2-week season in May if things turn. I don't know that exactly what that looks like, but the guys are holding out hope that they'll be able to assemble at least a few more times on that baseball field, play together, compete together, and there's something so special about that. That is, you're right, that's really tough for these seniors.
How much Zooming are you doing, and what are y'all kind of trying to do to stay connected with everybody, with all these people that are not able to participate in the sports that they love so much?
Well, we're spending a lot of time on it. A lot of these kids, you know, you got your own kids that probably have Zoom classes throughout the day at different times, and we're adjusting and working around that. But we're having, on Thursdays, we'll have four different meetings tomorrow that are area-wide meetings. We've got a coaches huddle that'll meet at noon during a lunch hour, and then we've got a college group that'll meet, a high school and middle school groups. You know, our times are all listed on different FCA media platforms, social media, our Instagram, and our Facebook page and whatnot. But a lot of the groups themselves are continuing to meet. Different schools have their own, whether it's Instagram Live stuff or whether it's Zoom meetings. And we're just trying to help kids, you know, students that are wanting to keep these things going and keep the connection, know how to do that and help them execute it. And, you know, just encouraging them spiritually. I mean, this is an interesting time in our nation and even with sports, and trying to bring, you know, kind of a spiritual component is what FCA is trying to do to help people cope with this time and have hope during this time, David. It's really important.
You're listening to Jay Fowler. Does a great job as the area head for the Chattanooga Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You're listening to Jay here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Which sport are you missing the most right now, Jay?
That's a great question. It's got to be basketball. I'm such a March Madness nut. I hate watching old games that I know the ending of it. And a couple of Saturdays ago, I was so desperate already. I turned on CBS and, you know, Kentucky Duke was replaying, and doggone it, Christian Laettner made that shot again. I can't believe every time I watch that, I hope he's going to miss it, but he keeps making it. So I don't know. I'm tired of watching old stuff. I need something fresh.
And I think we all do. And whether it is, and David asked such a great question on about these high school seniors, and you referenced East Hamilton. What is the message that you're kind of giving to all the various coaches you work with on how to counsel those players if they may never play another meaningful baseball, softball, track and field event again?
Golly, $1 million question. I think it's hope. You know, I think we just had a virtual, like a huddle up, we call it. There's a national FCA meeting that happens on Wednesdays now at 3:30, and former Georgia player Benjamin Watson hosts that thing. He was just on with Matt Hasselbeck and Matthew Slater from the Patriots, and a lady named Gigi, who's a hockey star, I guess, a women's hockey player, Gigi Marvin. But all those guys were talking about identity. You know, Jay, I think so much of us get wrapped up in our identity, whether I'm the FCA guy, whether I'm the coach, whether I'm a player. You know, so much of my identity is in the sport I play and how I perform. And so, you know, just trying to help high school kids know that there's more to life, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to try to help coaches know how to deal with, especially with seniors. It's just a really tough time.
It is a tough time for all of us, and we appreciate and thank you for all your efforts and what y'all are doing.
Jay, do you have anything? I know it's one of those things we just talked in the last segment. I mean, Wimbledon has been canceled today, and that was scheduled to run from June 29th to July 12th. Thankfully you were able to get in that wonderful banquet that you put on. What is kind of next on the FCA docket as far as the schedule?
Man, we've got there's all kinds of stuff. David, I don't know if you guys are aware, since 1964, we've had an FCA Christian Athlete of the Year that we've awarded. Roy Axum, your buddy, was so good for years and years with the Free Press to have major sections of on all the different candidates. And Clint Cooper and different people there through the years have still been great. We're still doing it. There's still going to be a Chattanooga Area FCA Christian Athlete of the Year this year. They all turned their packets in today, several of them did. But we're going to do interviews virtually. That event that goes with that is very much up in the air. It's moved from April 26th to maybe May 17th or maybe virtual. Our camps, we do all kinds of camps in the summer starting in June. We're very hopeful again, but, you know, that it's up in the air. The Food City FCA Golf Tournament at Council Fire on June the 9th. You know, been talking to Hunt Gilliland, and we're hopeful, but, you know, certainly by August, when our Betty Probasco FCA Golf Classic up at Lookout, your neck of the woods, David, happens, surely by then we'll be able to have a gathering of friends and supporters in August for a golf tournament. But we'll see. We're hopeful for all these things happening, but that's all we've got to cling to right now is hope. And even if we have to stay sheltered in place for a while longer or whatever we call this quarantine, we want people to know that there's a hope beyond you know, the struggles that everybody's going through. That's what we're talking about.
Well, Jay, listen, thank you so much for your years of dedication. Now your days and weeks of dedication, and we just continue to appreciate all that you do for the Chattanooga FCA.
Well, you guys are great partners, and I appreciate, again, all that you do to help support FCA. And everybody just stay encouraged out there as much as you can. This too shall pass. God is in control of all this, and we're hopeful that we'll have a great ending when this all is all over.
Jay, thank you very, very much for joining us here on Press Row. All right, the Painter Ready poll question can be found each weekday on Press Row at ESPNChattanooga.com and on Twitter at ESPN1051TheZone. Many painters can do a quality job, but customers choose Painter Ready for their superior communication and professionalism. That's the Painter Ready difference. So whether you're updating your master bedroom, painting your entire home, or improving the look of your business, Painter Ready can help you achieve your makeover goals. Experience the Painter Ready difference at PainterReadyChat.com. Today's offering, if Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods take on Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson for 18 holes, which of these formats would you prefer? Alternate shot or best ball?
I don't know how you could not be. Now, if you wanted to say, I'd like some of both, like you
front,
go
front nine, back
front
nine,
nine back nine, or mix in a couple other different ways you can play, scramble, a couple others out there. But if it's just maybe a point for each best ball, I mean, like, Man on man, so if Manning beats Brady, but Mickelson beats Woods, then the hole's a push. I could maybe see that. Otherwise, Manning and Brady are just out there as eye candy.
Right now, 72.2% of you vote for alternate shot. All three of us in the studio went with that. 27.8% went with best ball. All right, early last hour, we had the pleasure of being joined by Tim Burchett, who represents the Knoxville area, the 2nd Congressional District, and we talked to him all things about what would it be like with no Tennessee football. We talked about the COVID-19 and different situations, and he was an absolute treat. It was a pleasure having him on, and when we come back, we will replay Tim Burchett, the congressman from Knoxville, when Press Row continues. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.